Hi, everyone. How are we doing on the volume this time around? Hello. I'm so excited and proud to be here tonight. We have two fantastic readers. There's been a change in the program, which we'll go into in a bit of detail shortly. But right off the top, I think we need to thank Nadia, who runs Raw Sugar, and LJ, who's working the bar tonight alone. Let's all tip her so well and be very patient. Raw Sugar is such a great space, and they've really quickly, I think, asserted themselves as a center for art happenings in the city, so I hope you come back and see what else they have going on, if you're not already a regular. Another person that needs to be acknowledged tonight who's not here is Jennifer Huzera, my very much better half. She's at home in a ball with a fever, but nothing would happen with Apartment 9 if not for her patience and care and energy, so she needs to be acknowledged even though she can't be here tonight. So let's clap. All right, we have three chapbooks, a folio, a trade book. All of these things are being launched tonight as well. Lee and Andrew brought along some other excellent books you need to take a look at on the back by the door. Tonight marks 15 months of Apartment 9 Press. It's not quite an anniversary, but it's something I'm proud of nonetheless. This is going to take a long time if we clap every two sentences. And I know you're not here to listen to me talk. Oh, Justin, thank you. There have been 11 titles. There's some very exciting ones coming along in the future. I feel like the press has really found its legs, and I ascribe that very much to the people in this room and the support I felt from the community. So thank you all for everything. Like I said, there's been a change tonight, regrettably. Some of you might have noticed that one Bill Hawkins is not in the room. You'll remember that on Monday morning we all woke up and the city was covered in ice. Bill slipped, and he's not in any position tonight to read, which is a great loss for us. But we still have two fantastic readers who on their own are more than worth your being here tonight. In the last few days I've been trying to think about what to do in the event that Bill wasn't here. Instead of lining up a replacement reader, what I thought was we could keep the focus on Bill's work when we get to his section and turn it into a celebration. So I brought along a stack of my books of his, and they'll be on the back table. We'll take a break after Pete and Lee have read. And if people are interested, I thought those who know Bill's work could get up and read a favorite poem of theirs of his. And that way some new ears can hear his work if they don't know them. We can send Bill these great positive thoughts, and we can hear the poems, which are the bottom line, really. We'll keep the original order. Pete's going to read first, followed by Lee. We'll take a quick break, and we can think about reading some of Bill's poems, and then we'll come back. Okay, so that's more than enough of me talking.